pakungotaura chokwadi munhu akauya pano anenge asina kugadzikana.
Until you make many mistakes and forget so many things.
Unoikanganisa zvakawanda, wokanganwa zvinhu zvakawanda.
But I found one solution if you are nervous.
Asi ndakazoona anza yacho kana usina kugadzikana.
To sing.
Kuimba.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to sing tonight.
Saka ndichaimba manherano.
Going to sing one of my favorite songs.
Ndichaimba rumwe rwenyimbo dzandinofarira.
Brother Jarvis knows the song.
Brother Jarvis vanoziva rwiyo.
So I want him to give me the right key.
Sancha vakumbira vandipe key chaiyo.
Start singing that song before we get into the word of the Lord.
Kuti nditange kuimba rwiyo risati tatanga kuparidza shoko raMwari.
Amen. Oh, yo musha ndire wache onando da akurairwa kuchengeta kuchengeta onashoko renyu onano ku uyeta kuda desa ete ete hona kuda wangu hona neza atete kuru ukana mande kana mande mande kwera kune hona kete hende tetwe usaru zaiwa aru zai hona zambu unu huda hona se se karaiman seto eto ga sewe senyu hunna senyu usuka ka pungwa zangu pungwa zangu hona zose ese hona ngase zetunga mehewe basarangu basarangu hona rewe renyu hona ndiru raka kwa Onaniku Terere Deve Mbosha Mbosha Nere Wenyu Onapau Wenyu Napa Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Marishe makanaka vari kumusoro kudenga. Sokuimba kwatiri kuita manherano. Hoyo mushandiri washe ndoda kurayirwa nemi. Kuchengeta shoko renyu nokuita kuda kwenyu. Tibatsirewo manherano Mwari makanaka. Ishe Jehovha tichengete shoko renyu. Tiite kuda kwenyu manherano. Toda kutenda Mwari kuti ukakusungoimba bedzi Mwari. Asimuna matu wati na omane rano mwari. Tumazuro kwazo mwatibatire ishe Jehova. Kana mafazu kwa nesu mwari. Sangana yewe nesu mwane ranasi. Ishe wangu nuna kutendai. Tibika yewe seri kwa mchinji kwa mwari makanaka. Muye Jehova mwari makanaka mkotawara murimi. Ishe wangu nuna kutendai mwane rano. Kuna ukurumbizai. Rumbizwai nuku singaperi. Nomu zita ramobo Jesu Kristo mponesu edu. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Hey,
the prophet would say, good evening, friends. Because we are friends tonight. We are here as friends. Amen. Because we've got something that brings us together. Hallelujah. People are brought together by many things. Some are brought together because of a common problem. Some because of a common misfortune. Some because of a common disappointment. But we are here because of a common blessing. A blessing of the message of the hour. Because God send us a prophet, and we believe him, and we accept him, and we embrace him, and we don't accept any other that comes. Hallelujah, because God send us only one prophet. He's the last prophet to the last church age. Because after last, there's no other word that comes after last. There's no last. The last messenger to the last church age.
Hallelujah.
But many times people are trying to find another prophet. That's why when they are coming from Masingo, they try to go on the left side of the Masingo Highway. They try to get a PhD there. Hallelujah. To try and get a PhD. But they are on the left side of the Masingo Highway. You must go to the right side of the Masingo Highway.
Then
probably you meet Pastor Chesa. You meet Pastor Chesa Jr., Brother Makumbe on the right side. Not on the left side. Hallelujah. Even if you try to unite the family in Chitungwiza. Hallelujah. I hope you got it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. But it's good to be here this evening. Hallelujah, because we are here because of a common blessing. Because we are anointed by the weak spot of the Lord. Because we feel hungry quickly. We want to eat some food. Because that was the weak spot of the Lord. And the devil seemed to know that. That's why he came to him and he said, if you are truly the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. He knew that the Lord was hungry. And he had to break a Sabbath because he was hungry. And he had to catch a fig tree because he was hungry. And he said to Zacchaeus, if you have truly repented, let's go to your home and have food. And Cleopas and his friend knew him when he broke some bread. And after the resurrection, he came into the house and he said, have you got something to eat? So there's something about eating, about our Lord. And Brother Branham says, there's something about eating that brings fellowship. Even the Shona people say, the relationships are only defined by eating food. So we must eat tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must eat tonight. And about to read four portions of scriptures.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2.
Matthew 5 verse 16. And Acts 2 verse 29. You are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
Matthew 5 verse 16.
Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So it's about seeing your good works. Not to hear about your good works. Not you telling them about your good works. But they must see with their own eyes your good works. Acts chapter 2 verse 29. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you. So for a title this evening, we are going to preach on preach always. Where necessary, use words.
Panenge pachidika anoshandisa mashoko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preach always.
Paridza nguva dzose.
But where necessary.
Asi kana zvichidikanwa.
Use words.
Shandisa mashoko.
And for an inspiration tonight.
Ndino sekufemerwa manhu.
We are going to talk about. Let me freely speak to you.
Ndikuda kutaura zvekuti rega nditaure ndakasununguka kwamuri.
Let me freely speak unto you.
Rega nditaure kwamuri ndakasununguka.
Hallelujah. So you may enjoy the comfort of your seats.
Muchi ropa fadzwa ine zvigaro zvenyu.
While two of us remain standing.
Isu vaviri takamira zvedu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. But I want to appreciate Pastor Chester tonight.
Ndinotenda mfundisi Chester Manerwano.
And in absentia, I want to appreciate my pastor back home.
Vasipo ndoda kutenda mfundisi wangu ari ku South Africa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The two men have been very helpful in my life.
Varume vaviri vave datsiro chaiyo mupenyu wangu.
Hallelujah. And I've been blessed to sit under two pastors.
Dakaropa faza kugara pasi pemafundisi mairi.
Some of you have never had that opportunity to do that.
Munambo wana mukana wekuzviita izvi.
But one day you, when you have that opportunity, you appreciate what I'm going to say.
Asine rimwe zuva kana mukana wakadai uchazoyemura zvandiri kutaura.
Because it's always good to sit under two pastors in different times sometimes. Not because you've moved away, but because you are in a different location where you are not able to attend services where you come from.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I've had that opportunity. And there was no difference after all. Hallelujah. It helped me quite a lot. Amen. And I've been fortunate again to sit under two pastors. We have got three initials in their names. Some of you will never appreciate that, but I appreciate it. Because he's HBC and he's GJM. So he believes completely, and my other pastor, God judges men. So that's all. Hallelujah. So it's always good. Amen. And I appreciate that. Amen.
Yes,
it's been quite helpful to us as a family and to all of you here, I believe. And I'm so glad Brother Burut is here this evening. He was the one who announced our courtship about 16 years ago.
Makore 16 apfuura.
And here KB was the best. He was the first gentleman at my wedding.
KB ndiwanga ari best man.
No, I was the best man, but he was the first gentleman.
KB ndiyanga ari murume ane tsika wekutanga pamuchato wangu.
Because if he was the best man, then my wife would have married him.
But
my wife married me because I was the best man.
Asi munzi mai wangu akachata neni nekuti ndinda ye best man.
Hallelujah. And we never had opportunities of the announcement of this nature. In fact, after Brother Buruta announced our courtship, many people were asking, who was announced today? Because he just came to the pulpit, the pastor was not around, he just came and he said, today we've got another courtship. This time it's Sister Patty and Brother Victor.
God bless
you. If we invite the minister. So, yeah, it's very good memories that we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Brother Modiwa was whispering to me and he said, if you had done that during our days,
we
would have excommunicated you from church.
Because
then he was a deacon.
And
Brother Burut was also a deacon.
Brother
Ngwarat was a deacon. Brother G was a deacon. Brother Mkondo was a deacon. Brother Bure was a deacon. So you can imagine the men that I'm talking about here. It was not easy. If you were standing with those men during those days, and you know that what you have,
you know there's really a big issue being discussed.
Na brother Mudombo wanga alipo pa crew iyoyo.
And Brother Mudombo was among that crew.
I remember one day I had the honor of driving Brother Bure, Brother Mudombo, Brother Ngwarati.
I think
I can't remember whether Brother G was there, but we're going to Kambuzuma for a funeral.
Zaenda Kambuzuma kurufu.
So we just they asked me to just come. Was you would never say no when they asked you. And they were talking about another brother in the past. That brother who used to say, "Hey, brother, mungato ita zonye delivery tu, nakuto ita msika zwa pachike delivery."
And that brother will always say, "Ama mukuto ita nyebone, kudacha ita nyebone msika zwa pachike."
Let's not go there. I think let's go into our message tonight. Because I've got a lot to say about the past. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But preach always. When necessary, use words. And let me freely speak unto you. The point of
view
that we want to read is 1 Kings chapter 10.
It's
verse 1 to 13.
It
says, "And then when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with what? Hard questions." I want you to put your finger on this scripture. Because we are going to dwell on this particular scripture. Brother Branham tells us that everybody can be a preacher. But you have got a voice. And if you can preach people a sermon, you are called to the pulpit to preach. If you are not, you are still a preacher. But leave the people a sermon. Let your sermon be lived. And it's the voice of God that will bring reproach to them who reject it. Just leave your sermon. The preacher is called to preach his and leave it too. If you can't leave it, then stop preaching it. But you are supposed to leave your sermon. We must never delegate responsibility. You must preach a sermon by the life you live. You are an ambassador, and people must see you if they want to know about heaven. So here is the Queen of Sheba. She comes to prove Solomon with hard questions. So what had she heard? Who told her? Remember, we are made priests and kings. And here is a queen coming to meet a king. And you are a king tonight. And the queen is coming to visit you. Well, the queen is coming from a rural area. They just heard that you are now going to this church. And there's a white man in the church with a pillar of fire on the top. They heard in your rural area that you are now going to a certain church where the women wear long dresses. They don't cut their hair. They don't wear makeup. So they are wondering, and they are coming to see you as a king with hard questions. So what is the first impression that they are going to get when they come to your home? Remember, it's the battle of the king and the queen. And tonight we are saying you are the king. And the queen is coming to prove you with the hard questions. There will be no deacon there to answer the questions for you. There will be no trustee to answer the questions for you. There will be no pastor to answer the questions for you. Because when you call his phone to try and ask him a question, you hear that he has gone on a missionary trip to DRC. So what are you going to do when the queen is in your house? When she has come with hard questions to prove you, to try and see what you have believed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Solomon in verse 2 tells her all the questions.
Solomon, verse 2,
and there was nothing hidden from Solomon.
This is
now what we call discernment. This is a counter attack that God gives to his children. So that when the devil comes in like a flood, God raises up a standard for you. You will be able to answer all the questions. You will be able to tell him the questions. And then you can tell them the answer. Because God has anointed you as a king. Hallelujah. If someone tells you your question, then you should trust their answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon on verse 4. So the wisdom of Solomon could be seen with own eyes. Many people in the message, they don't have this wisdom that Solomon had. And I'm praying tonight that God can give us wisdom as message believers. Because message believers are causing great damage because of lack of wisdom. Many times you have called your father serpent seed. You have called your brother serpent seed because of your lack of wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you had wisdom, you had treated them right. And they would have seen that you have believed something that's genuine. But because you have treated them like serpent seed, some of you don't even listen to your fathers. Some of you don't even listen to your mothers. No matter what kind of wise word they tell you, you don't even listen. That is because they don't believe the message. Which message do you believe? The prophet that you believed, he would go for family gathering with his brothers who are not brothers. And you despise your brothers, you despise your sisters, you despise your parents. Some of you don't even go to weddings of your relatives because of lack of wisdom. Hauna uchenjeri shakwara ule mungwara. Hauna kuchanga muka.
You are not sober.
Preach always. When necessary, use words. And allow me to freely speak here because I've got freedom here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. You must have
faith.
You must have
to know how to testify
to God.
Many people rejected the message because of
the
message. You did not present the issue.
You must tell them what is good in the message. So that they appreciate the message. And you must leave a sermon so that the people can actually see that this is the message of the hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to give you a testimony of a brother who is in South Africa. He used to come, he was not a brother here in Zimbabwe, but he was one of those men that roam around here, and his wife was coming to church here. The wife then moved to South Africa. And then we were trying to assist this sister. And then the husband moved to South Africa again. We are talking of a man who would burn the spoken word books and tear them off. We are talking of a man who followed his wife right there at Belvedere when we had some meetings there, and he beat his wife at church. But one day the wife reached the breaking point. So she left home. She went to Brother Paul's house. You know Brother Paul, Machingauta. She went to Brother Paul's house. So the following day was a Sunday. It was a Sunday, so we went to church. And Brother Paul came with his sister to church. This man knew where church was. So he came to church also. So when he saw him, we thought it was going to be something that is going to create a scene of church. So we alerted the deacons, the policemen of the church. And he said, here we have a potential problem here. So you be alert, brother, just in case. We need some men, can summon some men who have got muscles. So this man, when he saw me, he realized we went to university together. And then he was wondering, how could this be? So after service, he was shocked to realize I knew his wife and he knew me, but I had forgotten about him. After service, we went home. We invited him to come home and have a braai together.
We didn't bring out anything.
took him home.
And we took off the suit.
And
we took off the suit. And
put on my
push
and my push.
And a t-shirt
and a cap.
It was his first time going a brother. I got a cap in a jean.
Because
my brother, I pick my jean.
He was told that Chikafu
chepatafura. Saka mbani wakawuzi wakunzi yono tenda message.
And the people were told that I believe the message.
Vakaudzwa kumusha kuti wewe hakunamata wakupinda church.
They were told that you are now going to a message church.
Saka vauya pamapo kuzoona.
So they've now come into your house.
Kuzonzera kuti zvakamira sei. Chikafu ndobva chaiswa patafura.
And the food was.
Mambokadzi wechibhakada sei?
And the queen.
Mambokadzi wechibhakada sei?
And what did the queen?
Akatarisa.
Looked at the food.
Ndobva chikafu chaiswa patafura.
And the full food.
Ah, mabakawanda muno kwangu tangotora chikafu kwangu tangoti. Hazvina kumbonamata.
And many time bread we just take the food without.
Mambokadzi wechibhakada sei? Akatarisa. Akuti takafanana. Tinongodya tisina kunamata tese.
We eat without praying.
Preach always. Where next are you used Brother Branham wants our evil. Question and answers. No food should be received without being with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer.
Now you are
bringing because you are.
Because you are bringing reproach eating without prayer. And the
beginning
of Sheba is
looking. And she was told that they are talking about eating water. And you are not praying. And you are not praying.
And you are not praying.
And you are
bringing reproach eating
because you are not living the message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now in the evening.
And there is no such
thing. And there is
no such
thing. And there is no such thing. And there is no such message. And there is no such thing. And there is no such
thing. So that the message believers read the Bible in the evening. Now you are going to
read the Bible.
You don't even read the Bible.
You
don't even have the Bible. But we see the kind of phone you have.
If we leave here,
and we leave the clothes on here, we sit there,
there will
be an iron.
But you don't have a Bible.
You forget the Bible in church. You would believe maybe
if you are
relatively
in the church.
udadipera uenda kupiko wakamba ipeza ere chenji wakamba ipeza ere
iyo
pari zanguwa zose gara zakalaka mchechi mani we ima sisa tisewa na mkara zakalaka
Sisters, teach your children to
see.
Children don't just sit
there.
Teach
them
how to sit
menally
in church.
My brother,
oh,
knows about Garo
Zakanaka.
And the
brothers, you do the same.
Well, sister, I'm
going
to Garapa Chia, like I said, Morongo, Gula, brother, Morongo, Garam Chia, Mucheta, like I said,
sister, another hand over, another brother, and another hand over.
Oh, no, 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 I don't got a pakati be my sister.
Another brother, he always wants to sit in between sisters.
I don't got a pakati my sister. Karapaki him kapepe. I just put my own bag in the right.
Always want to raise his hand. He wants to raise his hand.
Mambo kazi wachi baka da say. Anga dani
your keeper is looking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Garamuche mchechi mani wewe garamuche.
Nokuti
mambo kazi wachi baru kutarisa.
Because
au ya mchechi adamu bona kuti vanombo gara sei mchechi vanhu vacho. Ne vanhu ve message iva va. Vane pike cha Mulungu ima mchechi. Rekati bona kuti vanogara sei.
How they sit in church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pa verse 5 as akaona the attendance of his ministers.
And verse 5 nonze akaona ku mashandiro eva shumiro ake.
Attendance.
Mashandiro ava.
Ino leva gona kuti appearance.
Zinoreva kuti maratiki zero hour.
Being present.
Varipo.
Turn out.
Mawira
hour. Audience.
Uwepo hour.
Unity. Your attendance here matters a lot.
Come only come on Sundays.
Only.
Come when they only
come.
Some come when they
only come.
Some we pray for them so that they get
it. Come when they only come.
Some
when they only
come.
Some come when they only come. Some come when they
only come.
Some come when they only come. Some come when
they only
come. Some
He's missing church. He said Islam.
I wrote down not quality, the quality is right.
Quality,
the quality, you are
not my quality.
Why quality? You
are not the quality. Do you know where we started? Were you there?
This is one Zuru.
We are not from
Zakatangra Kure. Money,
we started from
Wangauri Pere.
Where were you?
Palo Takapinda Palo Pasnachin Palo.
We started to come here where there was nothing.
Chekazo, Wakachino Levago Palo.
And this church was
built. You are the one who
showed right to us. And now
you are disappointed.
Because you are earning $10.
We are just quoting the prophet.
me, that's all. You're going to take a nice also.
What is the problem?
As I want to some prophet, you know what I just saw Christo.
I want Jesus Christ.
And they came with
the
marriage
up. The issue of marriage. And what did Moses say?
Look at the
Moses.
Moses, what? Jesus Christ, what was the Moses?
Jesus Christ. So, look for Moses. For your grandfather.
Moses in Gacha, Kombamako, Mama
Moses.
Moses in Gacha, Kwebomomo.
And your ancestors
who
are sent to us.
Remember Moses.
And the scripture says,
remember Moses. Remember Moses. Remember God. Remember Moses.
Let them eat from here.
One
repented when there was ordination of
Deacon.
And you said this is okay. Don't fear for God.
Preach always.
Where
Nestor use words. And let me freely speak unto you. Hallelujah. The attendance of the ministers. My ministers, as you are in church, the competition.
They were in church, they were not competing.
How was that a competition?
They were not competing.
Hallelujah.
They came to church to minister to God.
Hey,
sister, don't be troubled by one dress. We are not here. Don't
behave
a complex because of one dress.
Hey,
even if you
bring
a complex
dress, you won't notice. That's all.
What we want is for a person to be dressed.
How
much
the way
it was bought, you don't care.
Hallelujah. When a man is anointed of the Spirit of God, he has the action of God. And the action of God is never to break us up.
He was enjoying the word.
Hallelujah.
And I sure was enjoying myself. I just lived off it for several days afterwards. There was a man come to me and said, how can you preach? And all the people saying
amen.
And I said, that's what makes me preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
what makes me preach.
That
does me good.
The
true ministers
to unite the people here.
There are some people when you know they are approaching you. If you argue with me,
my phone is.
He said, no.
Guys,
We saw that even we would get reproached.
But
from
one brother,
but there was another brother
at the same place.
That one does not believe the message that you believe.
Hallelujah. Preach always.
Where
necessary, use words.
And
let me freely speak unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And ever, verse 5, and their apparel.
She was told that the message believers wear long dresses.
And clothes
that cover the whole body.
No, sister, dress.
Now, sister, if you are wearing clothes that are revealing all the chest,
the whole chest
is outside. The brother.
And
you say you believe the message. And the queen of Sheba is staring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And okay, no, not get a mushiva.
If you
don't go miss the gamble,
He saw Moses.
And he
goes to get the
prophecy.
And you go before
as him.
And there's nothing you can do to
him.
We are the same. You can do nothing to
him. But you want to go
under the
table. He was making a statement. That's what you're
doing. You know, we don't want
so
that.
So you are making a statement.
You
want to
say, I'm against everything that you say.
You are totally wrong.
You are wrong.
I remember another statement that Brother Bure made. When he was still a deacon. He said,
and if
we
found a sister like that,
it's not
what we believe.
Exodus 31.
It was mentioned in Exodus
verse 14.
If you are found in the
field
on Sabbath, and there was given the judgment, and the judgment
because,
and then it goes
to Numbers 15.
And they found one in the field. And
he
was doing what was commanded.
Numbers 15, verse 34. And they put him in a prison. Because it was not declared what should be done to him.
Make an appointment.
Nema diko, nema trasi na
pata.
Rukubera mu buzali. Panapa zote nduka panapa ne zipi.
I just want to know what is.
Over and above the message of the hour.
And I also want you to explain me all the other things about
this.
So that I can be a very good neighbor. So that I will be a good neighbor and then at my
family.
If you know what is going to happen, my sister went to South Africa. She went to a certain church. She went with the old stiletto. And the deacon said, we don't allow this kind of
thing.
And they phoned me once to my support.
Don't worry.
They
support
me. And they phoned me once to my support.
So don't worry.
My sister. And I said, my sister. The church where you go, what do they say about that kind of thing?
One of the flatters are better.
And kana itori yaka isina kureba zviri nani.
Saka problem ini ndei.
So what is the problem?
Ita kazvikutaura.
So just do what
you commanded. When you go to Rome, do what the Romans do.
Ukaenda ku Roma ita zvinhu vane vanhu.
Ndakuna introduce zvinhu zvako zvako pa
ipo pachi chevanhu. You introduce your own things at other people.
Kana watona zviri kunetsa zvipo pachipo tanga yako.
If you find it's a problem, start your own.
Muno message hatina problem solve it. Ndino kwaita solve it.
You don't have a problem, you have sovereignty, you can start yours.
My SAP self appointed pastor.
Ari kwa Zara.
Unongotanga yako pa corner so.
You start your own.
You want to start new things, which new things? If I see you doing something that we didn't do, I will be surprised. We know that this is a
permissive. We must call back the Mkondos and the Bures one more time. And we must ask the Brother Mdombo to come back again. And Brother Murutu. Brother Murutu. Brother Murutu. Iwe. Iwe.
Talk about Brother Murutu.
A certain brother
wanted to confess his. He was going about the bush in his confession.
He went into his car and said,
when you are serious, then you call contact
me.
I'm not saying that you are belittling the deacons here.
I want to be a deacon here and sort out the mess.
Hallelujah.
But verse 5.
And
his cup bearers. And their apparel.
He was a person who was well revered.
The cup bearer gave Mambo wine.
Why did you give test the wine before you give it to the
brother,
king.
You have a service to give here.
You
start to wipe service. Tango test service.
Before you give the service, first. Test your service. To say, is it correct what I'm doing?
Test your own words first.
Before you speak.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because some of the words, it's hard to listen.
You want to sing only because you have got a new one.
Sometimes if you do that, God will bless you with a gift of divine healing.
And when you start to pray for people, the brother who you borrowed from. So when you are praising, people are praising God for your gift. That person has the Holy Ghost. Because they're saying that what you have done is not good.
Hallelujah.
If you are the one preaching that, the congregation will miss everything.
Man, how can I eat in the presence of my enemies?
Because the brother,
because
that brother borrowed
money. Even if you come here to pray for someone, they will not
believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here not long ago, they got some issues. Each one put off himself with little issues, presuming that's what they ought to have done. But that's what they ought not to have done. Pray together, all of you. Don't take your issues out like that. But when you lose respect and fellowship with your brother, your issue has killed you, right? But verse 5, get him money because our young yato kwana kudara kumana. Verse 5, John, by his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. Reverence, which been in church.
And the fellowship was looking.
Reverence, which been in church.
When you get to church, not the children running up and down.
That's not going to run away from the preacher.
That child and pull him.
Listen to what is listening to the message. But verse 5, there was no more spirit in her.
And verse 5,
she was left with speechless. She saw what she had. Hallelujah.
On verse 6, she says, and what I've seen
is more than half years since Zandaka Utwa. It's double.
It's double of what I heard. The people want to come into your home and what the witness is saying, and they say, what we were told is less than what we are seeing.
Zoro ya mbamako.
They will come to your home.
Amunaka na picture and prophet.
There's no picture
and picture gore.
There's no cloud.
Amunaka na Hoffman. Amunaka na chirimo.
There's nothing.
Munea sekuru wako ya akapa gorari aria.
There's a picture of your grandfather who passed away.
No irimo yo ya. Amunaka na picture and prophet.
There's no picture of the prophet. If we enter into some brothers' homes, we don't know whether they believe the message.
There is no sign of message in their home.
Apana chino na zanam senda marido
mbamba. Bible raja arnaka na sara mo saka bulaka na
sign. The Bible does not even have his name.
Ona funga tinyo ani laka timba son draka pera.
Think it's
chino na 3 years diri chungo bangwa jetu. Because the technology guy haja bo vuri Bible.
Because of technology is not open.
It's not even a script ya pana pasanga. Why Bible is not
open?
Why is it chaka loko vura Bible? Why taka kuamba tira mani?
Who have a problem of opening the Bible and finding verses?
Saka bulaka na sign ya uduru message.
There's no sign that you are a message
believer.
So now, when people come into your house, let them trigger them to ask questions. When they see the picture, they ask, who is this white man? What is he about? You see this white man?
Picture.
This picture, it was not taken by
people.
It was taken by unbelievers.
Yeah.
You are surprised, don't you know that?
Yeah.
It was not taken by a brother. You see what is on top?
It's not a hand.
It's a pillar of fire.
It's a pillar of fire.
So what
happens? Now you are explaining. You are explaining. And now let me go back to when you go back there.
And
you explain. You see this cloud.
It's not cumulonimbus.
It's not clouds from geography.
Now look carefully at the
picture. Look at it. You see those eyes.
You see that 28 miles high.
28 miles high.
You see,
when it was taken, it's high above the clouds.
You are not telling my brothers.
You are not telling my brothers. You are explaining.
Oh,
you see, this church is there. You've held the
picture.
You go meditating upon
something.
When he finds
there,
your
brothers,
you only think about the
grandmother's jacket.
There's nothing in the house.
It's an order, man. The voice of God.
Put an order in the voice of God.
Now, brother Ben, I'm going to go to order. I'm a picture.
Place an order with the brother Ben of the pictures.
Hey, we'll put my picture. I wonder if voice of God is going to my heart. I'm going to take it, man.
And buy pictures from voice of God.
Because the phone here, you're going to take my picture. I'm going to take it.
Your phone can buy pictures.
Take my picture. You're going to take my money. You're going to take my message.
Which message do you believe?
Mamba Kat, what you going to say?
The Queen of Sheba is staring.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't wait to talk about verse 8.
She spoke at verse
8. Because happy are thy men. And happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee.
And people
have
come to
you.
I wish they were the truth.
Wrong method,
like we,
it's
method this way, we use the wrong method.
No, that's Anglican, but we shall say angle.
That's what we do at the Anglican, though we use the wrong angle.
We are
the same.
Manje kana vanhu vaya vamakwe wewe brother na sister morovana.
When people come to your house, brother and sister,
morovana sekuru wenyu arimo ndovadora kutira kurandutira brother na sister kuti ibe ibaya baba.
The angle has got labor to separate.
Kudorovana mumba mune munhu womunyika auya kuzoona.
You are fighting before any unbeliever.
Ano zvogera chikoro vanhu kumeseja vabatsire.
I know since the message believers.
Not single
brother,
single brother.
If a single brother or a person visits,
what is the number one?
From there,
Daddy, you need to cook your pasta. I don't need to cook my sister.
I don't say you go to the sisters, but you
are. Pasta, if you don't need a pan of money,
that's what we do here.
You don't need a pan of money, you don't need a pan of money.
Tell them that's what we do here. Tell your grandfathers.
Hallelujah. And one told me that at your church, I heard
that they look for wives for you. And I said, yes, you are.
Because
the Holy Spirit finds wives.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No manje wewe uri kunoshandisa zvako zviko zvinhu zvisina nebasa rese.
Uri kunoshandisa nonsense.
Uri kunoshandisa Facebook kutsvaka.
You're using Facebook to look for your woman.
Ndopa unozovaona sister vaya vakambona pa Facebook. Woshamisika kuti vakumana ndozvandakaona here izvi.
You'll be surprised when you realize the true picture of that sister.
Mwari vakubatsire manhingi wewe.
May God help you.
Hallelujah. Because hausi kunamata.
You are not praying.
Izvi mazuva edu isusu.
In our days.
Why do you go on a sister?
When you saw a sister,
why that barra manya ya kutiza cha kutiza sister kutiza.
Run away from that sister.
Kutiza cha mo sister kutiza.
Run away from his sister.
Because one day we have church pana apa na fort cha pindira pana fort apo.
One day I was coming to a church when we were still at.
Ndakaona mwe sister achiya kumashuro.
I saw a sister.
Ndakaweza speed.
I increased my.
Was like a necessary thing. I should say, "Pa church na sister."
Because I had a problem.
Three two na sister. I should say, "Pa church." I was the sister of Angu.
The two of us.
Daka pamba zogure na sister kwa zoe brother ruguti za.
I increased my pace, and the sister knew that I was running away.
You know, manje mi brother, muda kuto chaka kunema sister kuto naku zumba
na wacha.
Kuto e na kuto chanya ya kuto kuto zote ndoka wari.
To go with the sisters.
Marwa kubatire manazu zote no tenda pana pa izozo man.
God bless you. Help you. That's not what we believe.
Muda basa lugor. Wakumba wa maboka zoji banga tarisa.
Fighting in the home, in this.
Brother, life, word of the gospel, not you. Don't fast with others.
Brother, Bukunon, the
Don't have these family fasts. Love breeds love and temper breeds temper.
Verse 9,
Mabokas, when she bakas
on verse 9, the queen.
Blessed be the Lord thy God.
Because you have lived the true life. Now you don't want Jesus
as a prophet of our hour.
But he's the prophet of the hour.
Moses, Moses
invited his father-in-law to church.
Bring your father-in-law day to work.
He brought your father-in-law to church. And the father-in-law saw there was a problem. And he helped.
The issue of dressing, leave to the young one.
How many dresses do you have, sister?
15 chet.
I've got only 15.
Iwewe, 15 chet.
Only 15 you.
So you are
nagging your husband to buy another dress.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the verse 10.
In verse 10.
She gave gifts unto Solomon.
And Agapa Zipokuna Solomon.
She acknowledged that it was good.
I went to your church, you brother. And I saw that the people at your church were well dressed. And I saw you with the t-shirt
in the
World Cup. $100.
She don't think a suit.
Go and buy a suit.
Went to church.
To go with
God.
To be blessed.
Because they've
seen something on you.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. That is what happened here.
Hallelujah. Regain to tell Repanapa, visit of God, winding up. How that this little woman must have been of the caliber of Elijah. Because usually your action shows what you are. And again, she had been chosen to entertain God's prophet. Remember, she was a Gentile, not a Jew. And the land was burning up, and no doubt that this little woman, being of that caliber, being of the believer type. For we see that God would not have called her if she hadn't been a worthy one to entertain God's prophet. And God surely went to a believer of the same nature of Elijah. Same nature of Elijah. Hallelujah. 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 Same nature of Elijah.
May God help us.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham talks of a story of Paul Rudder.
They had a fast with his wife. Every time he would go out to work,
he
would kiss his wife goodbye.
And then went up a door.
And he stand at the door.
What bye bye.
And he waved bye bye.
Oh, bye.
And he goes.
My brother, say amen.
Brother, say amen. Peradventure, you are not doing this.
Lema brother, asa
brothers, you are not doing
today,
this.
Say amen. As the brother Paul Rudder,
say
right?
Amen.
He would kiss his wife.
Brother Paul Rudder, why so put up
before ma- going out.
Vasatima Buddha.
Oh, Buddha was on the bye-bye.
And after he goes out,
you see, say amen, my sister.
Say amen, sisters.
Mambo kazwe shibaka tari saka.
The Queen of Sheba is looking.
Manje mukato the brother anoku siya wale mabore. Iwa chenda kubasa.
You are still in
the presence.
Can we really work with
you? Day in, day out, mchugu ya kwa fika pasta, tine problem. tine problem. Tine problem yemugeza mani yemugeza. Ikumbuke yemugeza bakusendi sister. Problem yenyu disappear.
And your problem will disappear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kalabango geza jele zato laka.
Not get a bath.
Igo geza yi sister.
Just bath.
Taka zi poor rada wakane sana mzumaye no babuda. No badi baba. But wane sana ka.
Poor rada is the first week.
No babuda no badi fambe fambe.
And he went out.
But adi fambe fambe haka sole seka manji.
After he walked a little
while. Haka kondika. Kondika fandiri kwa njiri koko.
What if the Lord calls me?
Ko haka fanda enda kwa njiri koko.
Something happened to
you.
What will happen?
As Aga Baita, you turn.
And you met a
U-turn.
And you came back.
No, but one has never said what Jehovah is Shema. My brother, I want to see about the marriage Shema Zimbabwe.
Don't leave your wife crying in the home.
Mamba Kazu, where she back at Arisa.
And the Queen of Sheba is looking.
What do you see? When you're running, whenever I'm done, brother, I end up.
To comfort your wife.
See, my brother, teach knows the Kanaka.
Please, brother, may you.
As Naka Goka Mumba.
And he came back home.
No, but
he did like he did.
He
kissed his
wife.
After kissing.
No, but
he came back.
No,
and he
went.
And he
went. No, but he
went.
Abraham
says,
you might ask me what was the difference.
She
waved goodbye the first time. And she waved goodbye the second time. But the second time had a feeling in it. It had a feeling in it. Whatever could be brother and sister,
brother
and sister, feeling in it.
That there is a feeling.
But I'm going to go
ahead
and get up. I'm going to go ahead and get up. I'm
going
to go ahead and get up. I'm
going
to go ahead and get up. I'm going to go ahead and get up.
Congratulate you.
Hallelujah.
Before you even brush your teeth, you know the brother likes to.
One quotation I heard, one brother, that brother G. Serek.
There's a quotation that brother G. Serek.
It's spirit. Give me a preacher. Give me a Christian.
Give me
a housewife.
Give me
a Hallelujah. Give me a Christian. Give me a farmer. Or a factory worker. That will put God first in everything. And I will show you a man. That will be successful. In the fight of all the devil can put on him, he seeks God first. As men are led by the Holy Ghost today, that's the same as they were led then. And the deep calls. And they had to be a deep to respond. And in the responding, he came into the building. It's God's duty to push the one into the presence of the deep. To respond to the call that is the deep.
This is not found.
They had to be a deep. To respond. And in the responding, he came into the building. It's God's duty to push the one into the presence of the deep. To respond to the call that in the deep. Ushiratiza Bible kubalu.
And showing the Bible to the people. And people know,
seeing
that you are called by the deep.
The deep
calling you to the deep so that you go where the deep is calling.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you. Many people say that the prophet, when he died, he went with all the power. They are lying to
him. Prophet.
And the prophet, God had left him when he was involved in the they don't know him well.
Simbaron Prophet.
The power of the prophet.
Arima mu wreckage.
In that wreckage.
Arima mu wreckage.
In that wreckage.
akangoti ndipe ruoko rwamidha, ndipe ruoko rwamidha, akangopada kati ite kuti mama vasaende kani, iwe onyeferwa nhasi kuti muprofita akasiiwa namwari, akasina kusiiwa namwari. Rega ndikutaurire chimwe chinhu, profita paakataura nyaya yevision iyi, akanzwa voice naJoseph achiona vision.
He had the voice of Joseph, so he saw the vision of the angels coming. When the angels came, Joseph was not there. But he had heard Joseph crying
vision.
In the vision.
Scripture in a compound meaning.
The scripture got a compound meaning.
Manyambiri.
It is
compound meaning.
Compound meaning.
Pakaitika blast.
There was a blast.
Ngirozi zikauya.
And the angels came.
Profita akanzwa voice na Joseph in vision. But pakaitika blast.
When the blast is
Joseph, happened, Joseph, hapo.
Joseph is not there.
Hapo nupetika taona.
Now there is an accident.
Hapa taona.
What happened at the accident?
Blast.
Blast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paitika blast.
There was a blast.
Joseph, Bilipo haripo.
Bilipo is there.
Dopa Joseph, amuka mota.
And Joseph woke up in the car.
Dopa amuka nupa achema.
And he started to cry.
Wana Brother Abraham chi.
Brother Abraham said what?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Wakapoa tasa outside. Wakapoa was the other part of the vision.
Then he understood to come
to has been fulfilled.
Yes, that's the key.
Iwe wa manji what Brother Abraham go see wana mwari.
And you say Brother Abraham.
Regarding the Lord, pano pa prophet.
Let me tell you when the prophet died.
Zimbaraka riende.
The prophet, the power did not go.
Rimwe zwa kato ari kuhondo.
And one day they were in war.
Hama yao yakafa.
And his brother died.
Wakasimudza hama yavo.
And he took up the brother.
Wakamaya naye kuno ikada mukevu.
And they threw him in the cave.
Ndipo ikada mukevu.
And when they hid him in the cave,
wakakanda pamusoro mabonzo emuprofita akanga apa makore akanga apera akanga ora akanga ora.
Decayed and he had decomposed.
Rekandi kutaura kuti paakangogumana nemabonzo iwachete.
Got in touch with the bones.
Baga mo gumani ma bones.
When he got in touch with the bones.
Baga resurrection power.
Baga wane simbare kumuka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hama zaka kukanda mtumbi.
They just threw the body.
Rebo watema kumanya wachienda.
And they ran away.
Wachitiza wachienda.
Running away.
Baga zo cheuka kumashure.
When they looked back.
Baga wana kudeme member irukuya.
Another man coming.
Izi manyane speed.
Running with a sudden speed.
Hama ya denyaji manyane speed. Because he had gone for murubuko.
He was running such a speed because he had been resurrected.
He had
no power.
But recharge the power.
Fast, Simbaraka wanda.
Achiuya, achimanya.
He was running.
My brother akacheuka so.
And when the brothers looked
back, wakaona hama kumashuroko.
They saw the brother.
Wakati pamamuye ngangari mubwa wakatimirira. Wakawedzera speed kumanya.
They increased the speed.
Wakawedzera speed.
When they increased.
Wakazochoka kumashure.
When they looked
back, wakaona hama yaenda catch up.
The brother was catching up.
Hama ichibva yava overtaker.
And the brother overtook them.
Wakaona kuti hama yedu iyo.
And they saw their
brother. Wakapaza so pane changa chaitika.
And something had happened.
Changa chaitika.
What had happened?
Simba romupro.
The power of the prophet does not
preach always. Where necessary, use words. God bless you.
Hallelujah.